The sun that happen when magnetic energy gets released and dumped into ions and electrons. Alexander Russell is with the University of St. Andrews. He says in the past, telescopes have measured the temperature of just the electrons.
And we've kind of just assumed, well, the ion temperature would be the same as the electron temperature.
But new research suggests that ions get heated up a lot more strongly. And when that's taken into account, their calculations in astrophysical journal letters show that solar flares could be as hot as 180 million degrees Fahrenheit. Better understanding of solar flares and related phenomena could help protect satellites and even astronauts from harmful particles and radiation. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Civil rights activist Joseph McNeil has died, according to his family. He was 83. In 1960, McNeil and three fellow students at North Carolina A&T led the famous sit-in at the Woolworth's lunch counter in Greensboro. McNeil and his fellow activists were soon joined by hundreds of others. The Greensboro lunch counter was desegregated 6 months later. McNeil later joined the Air Force. He flew combat missions in Vietnam. He retired from the service as a major general. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Since 1946, AU has supported the First Amendment right of freedom of religion. More at AU.org. This is NPR.
Six minutes after 8 o'clock, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.